couldn't explain it, but there it was, alive, in the deep, deep waters of the Amazon. A throwback to a creature that had existed 100 million years ago, immensely strong and destructive. A woman's beauty, the bait that brought it out of its lair. See underwater thrills never photographed before. See titanic underwater battles never dreamed of before in this most terrifying of the science fiction adventures.
Day 23 of 31 days of creatures and villains of horror movies from Horror Movies Murky Chronicle Bonus. I'm Zayfala, the Butcher Dabashi.
And I am Gorgeous Kenny Roberts.
And yes, you are. And thank you to all the people that sent us their emails. And today's a quick one. We were looking up some information about the creature from the Black Lagoon. Any thoughts about this creature or the movies?
He's got a pretty face. Unforgettable.
Very unforgettable. I remember growing up, I remember watching Creature from the Black Lagoon. I might have to watch it again. I know there's a few movies out.
Yeah, there's just a few. There's not a lot of movies with them. But if he's just Creature of the Black Lagoon, and then the next one is The Revenge of the Creature of the Black Lagoon. But you want to know what he really resembles?
Who
is the Sea Stack from Land of the Lost?
Yes. And I don't know. I keep on thinking about Swamp Thing. Remember Swamp Thing?
Yep.
I used to like that show. But I was pulling up something. And what do you think? Do you think that is there any real life creature from the Black Lagoon?
You never know what's under the water, man.
Well,
you know, they seem.
I was pulling up some stuff, and in the late 1980s and the 1990s, more and more people, predominantly women, reported alien abduction encounters of a kind of very different of those involving the so-called black-eyed, large-head, gray of ufology. In these cases, the experiencers reported an abduction at the hands and claws of what one might consider to be the closest real life equivalent of the beast ever, you know, so mentioned from the 1954 classic Creature from the Black Lagoon. In abduction notes published in the April 1993 issue of the MUFON UFO Journal, John Carpenter said, typically these reptilian creatures are reported to be about 6 to 7 feet tall, upright, and lizard-like scales, greenish to brownish in color with claw-like four-fingered webbed hands. Their faces are said to be a cross between a human and snake, with a central ridge coming around from the top of the head to the snout, adding to their serpent-like appearances, and their eyes, which have vertical slits in their pupils and golden irises. Some referred them as being dinosaur-like in appearance, but the one term that really struck a chord to the extent that it was soon adopted by the UFO researchers and conspiracy theorists alike was reptilians. So a lot of people saying they could be the reptilians. Then there was a lizard man from South Carolina who explored onto the scene in 1988, whose exploits are chronicled in the pages of Lyle Blackburn's excellent 2013 book, Lizard Man, a true story of Bishopville, of the Bishopville monster. And the article here, it's about the mysterious universe that we have, the freaky frog people of Loveland, Ohio. And then it goes on, talks about the breed and fall into category, and it goes on and on. It talks about, you know, how people, I guess, been experiencing seeing creatures, you know, being abducted.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of local folklore about, you know, swamp monsters and stuff like that. So, yeah, you never know, man. You never know.
And there was something here I read real quick, and I must have passed on. You know, that the book of the Lizard Man from the 2013 book Lizard Man. I guess it's a true story about the Bishopville monster. So, yeah. Anyways, I guess we could do another deep dive into it. Maybe it could be like another Bigfoot. You know, some people say Bigfoot mm-hmm. are time travelers, or they go through what do you call it? Telepathic holes, or you know what I'm trying to say. There's another word I can't say, but telepathic. Is it telepathic? Telepathic goes in and out from dimensions, but pretty much that's about it.
That's it for the creature this time.
Yep. So sorry for this episode. We decided to get this one pretty quick. Tomorrow we'll be talking about the emailers. A cult classic. Toxic Avenger.
Talk? Sick? Are you sick of talking?
I'm sick of talking. I better go and replenish myself.
All right.
All right, man. I guess we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Peace.
EverythingLyricalSpit.com. If you like this track, you could check out more like this one on the Merkins YouTube channel. This is Little Thon, Snap My Fingers, featuring Iron Man.
What's happening? This your boy Little Thon, Infinity Click. What's up, Tony? What's happening? Let's go. Snap my fingers, do you dare? I can do it all by myself. Wanna see me do it? Gonna see me do it? Snap my fingers. Wanna see me do it? Gonna see me do it. Killing 50-50. Yeah, I leave some. Up there just can't stop my gold affinity glove. Hawk tried to box, but I got better hands. I threw him on the ground and on his back is where he lands. Purple and gold, I'm trying to do good. But overpopulation isn't really understood. I'm the mad titan, Gamora made me cry. I got my soul stone and it was worth it, her life. Play some jock jams, cause I got the power. Took strange stone, yeah, less than an hour. Spotty tried his best, weak like his web. You mess with big boys, you're gonna end up dead. Destroyed the mind stone, brought vision back. Took it from his forehead and that's a straight fact. Thor swung his axe right in my chest. I still snap my fingers, cause you know I'm the best. Snap my fingers, do you dare? I can do it all by myself. Wanna see me do it? Gonna see me do it? Snap my fingers, do you dare? I can do it all by myself. Wanna see me do it? Gonna see me do it?
Stark is the name, reppin' for the A. About to end the game, we've been fighting all day. Pouring up the scotch, I won't die alone. Nanotech armor suit shines like chrome. Look around New York, what do I see? Avengers who survive must depend on me. He snapped his fingers, tried to make it new, all by himself. That's a bold move. Barney, where are you from? You look big and dumb. Built a better glove, let me show you how it's done. Had to grab your hand, bring back all the stones straight from your glove. I thank you for the loan. Oh, now you're screwed, cause me and the crew are taking down your army and your big ass too. Saw you try to snap, you look like a fool. I'm sorry, Pepper Potts, I sacrificed for you. Snap my finger, now you're dead. I didn't do it all by myself, but did you see me do it? Do it, do it, do it. Did you see me do it? Do it, do it.
Tell him, Star.
Snap my finger, now you're dead. I didn't do it all by myself, but kinda I did. Did you see me do it?
Do it,
Pepper. Did you see me do it?
Do it,
Pepper.
Hey, Pepper, were you watching? I did kind of do it all myself, though. Really. Yeah. Statue, monument, made to me, whatever, New York Park. Yeah, a statue would be great.
No, I mean, I helped too.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Ha 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 ha!